Now time to turn back the clock. Back to the long rides in the family car with a big chrome radio speaker grill pouring out big shiny network radio programs. Back to the day when the only pictures being broadcast were formed in your mind. Here's KVI's Theater of the Mind. Some hot summer twilight, when the thunderheads are building over the plains, and you don't mind riding over miles of dusty two-lane blacktop, you may discover the small western town of Rembrandt, Oklahoma. Naturally, the question's going to come up, how'd the town get its name? Well, as I say, if you're in town about dusk and you happen to catch the hotel proprietor in a mellow mood, you just might find out. The Tower Playhouse presents Rembrandt.
Likely you don't know about him. First off, he's the one that painted these pictures over the bar and the ones on the other wall over there across the room. You might say he's a sort of a shrine to Rembrandt. Now, the Rembrandt that painted these here paintings ain't the Dutch Rembrandt. Near as I can recall, our Rembrandt come out of some eastern city, rode his way slow, stopping here and there till he come to our town. It was raining like it does in this valley, a real gully buster and almost dark, when this skinny young fella rides up to the hitching post just outside the hotel. I seen him because I was outside lighting the front lanterns. Howdy.
Howdy. Okay if I leave my horse in your stable?
Well, that depends. You fixing to put up here for tonight?
Well, I'd like to. You the proprietor?
Yep. Wait till I set this lamp. We got two rooms vacant. 50 cents a night. Take your pick.
50 cents. Mm.
That includes dry hay for your horse and one night stable rent.
Yeah. Do I pay in advance?
That's right.
Right. 50 cents.
50 cents.
I sure would like to get my horse under shelter.
Well, why don't you cough up 50 cents? Or have you got 50 cents?
Well, as a matter of honest fact, I don't have it in cash. Exactly.
Well, that's what we go by here, cash.
Sure. But I was going to mention that. What I had in mind was offering you something worth more than 50 cents. Much more.
Nothing worth more than cash to me. I pay my bills with cash or gold. You got any gold?
Here. Let me show you what I've got. Now, here are my saddlebags. Just let me unroll this oilskin. I don't want to get this wet.
Well, I suppose we could step inside the hotel if Marquis leaks a little. What you got?
There.
A picture. A painted picture. Well, where did you get this? Steal it?
I painted it. It's a scene in Rimrock. I did it just last week.
Yeah, let me see this thing under the light. Yeah. That's Dugan's livery stable, all right. Hey, I've been there a dozen times. This is as good as a tintype. Better, even. It's bigger and colors look natural.
I've done others. I've painted Charity Flats and Dodge City and plenty of places back home down around Cleveland.
What do I want with pictures of Dodge City and Cleveland?
How'd you like to have one of this hotel with you standing right in front?
Me?
I'd do a big one and you could hang it there, right there beside the stairs.
Yeah, there ain't nobody in this town got a painting picture of himself.
How about it? You put me up. Let me eat here, and I'll paint you a portrait of yourself right in front of your hotel.
Well,
I've got everything I need. My canvases, my paints, even my easel. What do you say?
Could I be wearing my blue church suit?
Sure.
And my new vest and my $5 black bowler?
Anything. Anything at all. I'll be right there in the painting.
How long you figure it'll take you?
I can start any time you say.
How's tomorrow?
All right, tomorrow. Tomorrow it is.
I'll get you the key to your room. You get your horse and take this around back. Oh. And I reckon you could use some supper, judging by the way your ribs stick out. Picture painter. Well, come on, get going, Rembrandt. It wasn't long before word spread about me having Rembrandt living in the hotel.
Evening, Bill.
Marshal Gifford.
Just checking, Bill. Understand you have a new roomer.
That's true.
Rode in, did he, tonight?
Yeah, that's true. Just tonight.
Deputy seen him and says he didn't seem to be wearing guns.
Well, I guess that's so, Marshal. Seems like I'd have noticed if he had guns.
Or a rifle.
Not as I recall. You looking for someone special?
Just looking is all. I kind of like to know who's new in town. What's his name?
I don't know.
He didn't tell you his name?
Well, I don't remember asking him.
You letting a stranger stay here and don't even know who he is?
Oh, I know who he is. I just don't know his name, his real name.
Bill, you sound like you're playing games with me. What room's he staying in?
He's got the room at the end of the hall. Never mind, that's him coming downstairs. You got a welcoming committee, Rembrandt. It's all right, young fella. Sooner or later, you'll be meeting the law in our town.
Just let me take it, Bill. Step over this way, mister.
You want to see me?
This here's Marshal Gifford.
Just come in, did you? Where are you from?
East of here. I started out from Ohio.
Ohio, huh? How come you got a foreign name?
Foreign? Oh, Rembrandt. Well, that's not really my name. See, that's what he calls me.
Now, why would you want to be using an alias?
Oh, for Pete's sake, Marshal.
It's not an alias. Rembrandt's the name of a famous Dutch artist. It's just a nickname Bill calls me, because I'm a painter, too.
A painter?
A picture painter.
He painted Dugan's livery stable in Rimrock. Showed it to me. It's a spitting image. And he's going to paint a picture of me in the hotel. It's his way of paying for his room.
Well, well, an artist. And what do you think this town wants with an artist? Don't you have a trade?
That is my trade. I make my living by painting.
Is that so? How much you get for painting a picture?
Well, it depends on what I need. Sometimes I get money, but most of the time I trade my pictures for things.
You swap your pictures for things?
That's what he said, Marshal. Like I'm swapping him room and board while he paints my picture. That's fair.
Well, let me tell you how it is in this town, young fella. Everybody here works for a living. We got miners and bartenders and feed merchants and such as that. We got the express office and the bank and the general store.
And now it appears to us we got a picture painter.
Well, I don't want a hustling of our people. Because as sure as you're a foot high, someone's going to get a bullet through you, and then I'll have to carry one of our people off to jail and carry you off to the graveyard.
I don't want to cause any trouble, Mr. Marshal. I'm a quiet man, and as, like you see, I'm not a big man. So I'm peaceful. I wouldn't tangle with you. You must be well over 6 feet tall. You ever had your picture painted?
How's that?
Your picture. You ever see yourself standing tall and splendid? Your gun slung low over your hip like it is? Your badge all shiny? Towering over everybody the way you do? All the colors of your clothes and your face and your eyes blazing and brilliant.
What kind of talk is that?
And you know something about a portrait, Mr. Marshal? It never grows old. Never grows dim or wrinkled. Why, you could be 70 years old, and every time you look at that portrait of yourself, you'd see how you look right now. Young and strong. And what's more, everybody who ever looked at your portrait...
Well, how you look right if I thought I had to defend Rembrandt, I was wrong. He had Marshal Gifford hogtied and hobbled same as he did me. I won't say Gifford ever got over his tough ways with Rembrandt, but it was clear enough that Rembrandt would paint Gifford's picture, and that would buy him a little peace and quiet. But not for long.
I seen him with my own eyes, perched like an owl up on top of Indian Rock, painting the whole valley, town and all.
Sounds to me like he's cracked, Frank. When I seen him, he was painting Doc's picture with Doc grinning and holding his black bag like he was going off somewhere else on a sick call.
Well, you say what you like, boys. Rembrandt's got away with him where the women are concerned. There isn't one of my girls in this dance hall who wouldn't like to have him paint their portrait and get to know him better.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Oh, figure it out.
Why, doggone it, Marie, that guy's nothing but a runt.
And like as not a sissy.
Like Frank says, he don't wear a gun. He don't hang around the boys in here or over to the hotel.
You ever see him take a drink, Kurt?
No. Nope.
Well, what if he don't swill down the whiskey like you do? Isn't that what makes a man? And I'll tell you something else, boys. Little Rembrandt, he come clear across the desert unarmed. Would you like to do that?
That don't make him brave. It makes him lucky.
Or local.
Well, all the same, and I'll say it again. Rembrandt just might surprise you. To a female, he's a sight more interesting than a loud-talking, sweaty, dirty cowpoke.
I never heard you complain much, Marie, so long as I got money to spend.
Well, now, it isn't just my girls who cotton to him, neither. Ask Nancy Farlow.
What about Nancy Farlow? Her old man catch sight of that fancy Dan Painter fella around there spread. He'll turn him inside out.
Oh, yeah? You haven't heard then.
Heard what?
Little rich girl Nancy Farlow's having her portrait painted.
Go on.
Clint Farlow know about
so
that?
Who do you think's paying for it?
Jindrad stayed on at the hotel. He bought himself some fancy mail order clothes, and they arrived in time for a dance down to Cease Peterman's barn. All the boys was in town for the doings, and every eligible female was older than 14 was dressed up fit to kill, spinning and whirling till they was lathering wet.
I declare, Rembrandt, honey, you dance even better than you paint.
Well, I got out of practice. This is the first dancing I've done in a long time.
Excuse me, Miss Farlow. May I cut in?
Well, thank Meredith. Well, you rescued me just in time before Mr. Rembrandt danced the breath out of me. See you later, Rembrandt.
Yes, Miss Nancy. Thanks for the dance.
Hey, looky over here. Here comes Mr. Fancy Dan.
My, did you ever see such a swell? Where'd you get that outfit, Rembrandt? Looks like you must have painted it yourself.
Hey, little man, my pal Kurt wants to buy you a drink.
Well, I...
Hey, Frank, look who just come in.
Where?
Oh, coming over this way. Ellie Kindall.
Ellie? She told me she wasn't coming. Ellie!
Ellie!
Hey, over here.
Hello, Frank, Kurt.
Evening, Ellie.
Hey, you sure look swell. I thought you wasn't coming.
Well, I changed my mind. I don't believe I've had the pleasure of meeting this gentleman.
Huh? Oh, you know this guy. Ellie, this is the artist fella, Rembrandt. He was just going to have a little drink with us.
How do you do?
I'm Ellen Kindle, Doc's nurse. Somehow we never met. I like that painting you did of Doc.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Well, come on, Ellie. Now that you're here, let's dance.
Mr. Rembrandt, if you aren't used to drinking that stuff, I'd advise you to leave it alone.
Stick around, Ellie. You might have to call old Doc to drag his carcass home. Okay, Rembrandt, drink up.
No, I've changed my mind.
Come on, Pantywaist. Drink up and show us you're a little man.
Take your bottle, Kurt. I don't want any. It makes you look turn into an idiot.
What did you say?
Mr. Rembrandt, will you do me the honor of dancing with me?
Stand fast, painter.
The lady wants to dance.
Stand fast. Ellie happens to be my girl. Ain't that right, Ellie?
Whole town knows Ellie's Frank's girl.
Well, I don't know it.
All right. It seems the lady wants to dance. Miss Ellie? You turned this into a fine evening, Miss Ellie. Fine evening.
You must think I'm pretty bold, walking right up to you the way I did and asking you to dance.
I didn't think that.
You let yourself in for a lot of trouble, you know.
You mean with Frank and Kurt?
I mean being a painter and all. We've never had one out here. And people on the frontier are suspicious of anyone who's different.
I know. Every town I've been through is just like that.
You staying here long?
I don't know. I set off from Ohio to just sort of paint my way west. Suppose one of these days I'll pick up and move on.
When?
When? Oh, when I've set down on canvas this whole town.
What do you do with the paintings? Sell them?
That's how I make my living. I hope that when I get out to San Francisco, I can sell some of them to sort of a gallery of the West. Does that sound crazy?
Not to me, it doesn't.
Miss Ellie, what Frank said about you being his girl.
He's got no right to say that. I've given him no cause.
But he thinks it anyway.
Maybe he does. But I'm free and promise to no one. Oh, this is where I live.
You're promised to no one?
No one.
Well, thanks again for letting me walk you home.
Thank you.
Well, I'll say goodnight.
Good night, Rembrandt.
Hey, Rembrandt.
Where are you?
Here. I just wanted to apologize for what I said at the dance.
Well, it's real nice of you, Frank.
And just to show you I got no hard feelings, how about shaking hands?
All right.
By the way, I never noticed you paint with your right hand.
Sure.
Then try painting with it now, you little runt.
Ow! My wrist, you broke it!
And stay away from Ellie, or next time I'll break the other one.
Next time, it'll be different.
shook Rembrandt's hand that night. Frank become kind of a hero among the town roughnecks. Doc set the bones, and then Ellie took over nursing him. Why, she spent more time hovering around Rembrandt than she would have if he had pneumonia. And that was something Frank didn't figure on.
Hey, I want another one.
Maybe if you was to break your leg, Frank, maybe Ellie'd pay more notice to you than to Rembrandt. I'll break your leg for you, Frank. Free.
Shut up. I'll break your head.
Hello, boys. Running a little dry?
Fill us up one more time, Marie.
You seen Ellie?
Sure. About an hour ago. Around noontime. Going into the hotel.
The hotel? To see that painter?
Oh, she was with Doc. My, you're jumpy as a prairie dog.
Rembrandt will wish he never stopped in this town if he's playing around with Ellie.
Well, a broken hand don't require bedside nursing, Frank.
You're telling me.
So I would guess the Doc was taking Ellie to lunch at the hotel.
Hello, Marie. Hello, man. Care if I join you?
Why, hello, Carver. What are you doing away from the gunsmith?
Mr. Hobson's a real gentleman. I told him I had to slip out for a few minutes, and he said nice as could be. Why, go right on out, Harold, and take your time. You see, I was hoping to find you here, Frank.
You're looking for me?
Yes, as a matter of fact. You know how I am and always have been, trying to be helpful. I'm alert, keep my ears open and my mouth shut.
Okay, you found me. So?
I think Carver would like to talk privately to Frank. Kurt, you said you were still thirsty. Come on over to the bar and I'll fix you up.
Oh, sure. See you later, Frank.
Okay.
I'd like to do you a favor, Frank. What I know, well, maybe it's nothing and maybe it's something. Anyway, it's no secret how things are between you and the painter.
Yeah?
I mean, you did what you had to show him who's boss where Ellie's concerned. Any other man might have shot him.
Come on, if you got something to tell me, say it.
You know how Rembrandt stayed in his hotel room most of the week since you broke his hand?
Yeah.
Well, he stepped out this morning, early. He came down to the gun shop. I was just opening up, and Mr. Hobson hadn't come in yet. Frank, he asked for a gun.
Rembrandt?
Rembrandt. I know just what you're thinking. That's what I thought, what we all thought, too. But that's an honest fact. He said to me, I want to buy a gun.
So you sold him one?
What could I do? He had the money. Sold him a big Colt 45.
That's interesting. Real interesting. Anything else?
I asked him, Mr. Rembrandt, you know how to shoot a gun? I asked him right out, just like that. And he said, no, but I'm going to learn. And walked out. Bought the gun and a belt and 100 rounds.
100 rounds? Why so much?
Well, it seems plain enough to me. He's going to practice, Frank. Practice.
Hold it. Hold it right there, Rembrandt.
Oh, Marshal Gifford.
Decided to give up painting and take up shooting, huh?
I can't paint with my left hand. You haven't heard about that.
I heard. Too bad. Less than I expected, though.
You expected Frank to kill me.
Well, like I said back when you first come to town, a fellow without some kind of work likely to get in trouble.
My painting's my work. It wasn't until this.
Where'd you get that gun?
I bought it. The money I earned from selling my painting.
Why?
For protection. First time I ever needed a gun. I hate it.
So do I. Killing's no way to settle anything, but as long as people use guns, I've got a job. Now, anyone can tell what you're fixing to do with that gun.
What do you think I'm going to do with it?
Wait your chance, then gun down Frank for breaking your hand.
You think that's what I plan to do?
Wouldn't you like to kill him?
I don't want to kill anyone.
But isn't the Frank the one guy who dogs you, torments you until you wished you were as tall and as strong and had the kind of guts that Frank has? Don't you just wish you weren't a puny little runt who paints pictures?
I know what you're trying to do.
So you go out and buy yourself a gun, an equalizer, to make up for the difference between you and Frank.
To help save my life. That's why I bought it. That's why I'm up in this canyon, trying to learn to shoot it, left-handed. Watch. That bottle over on the ridge.
Well, I don't see much broken glass around here.
So I missed it. I've got lots of ammunition. I'm going to practice until I can hit the target every time.
Give me that gun.
No, I won't, Marshal. A man's entitled to carry a gun for his own protection. That's why I have a gun. You got no right to rob me of my protection.
Son, by taking that gun, I'm giving you the best protection. I know Frank. He's mean, sure. But Frank's smart, too. Too smart to shoot down an unarmed man. But strap that gun on, and you're putting yourself in his league. You're saying, come on, world, I'm ready to fight. And you'll be shot down dead by a man who's been handling guns since he was an 8-year-old boy. Your gun is kind of a license to get killed.
But you know Frank would kill me, so why don't you stop him?
How? Take away his gun before he shoots you? I do that, and I'd have to take an army and get every gun in town. Now, come on. Wind's coming up, and I'm hungry. Let's ride back to town together.
No, thanks.
There's still a little light left. We'll try to leave some broken glass in this canyon tonight.
Well, you make my job tough. A bad man or a drunk, to tell you the truth, I don't mind so much seeing them go down. What I mind is seeing a young man with some decency throw it all away. But like I said, the law doesn't give me the right to stop you from getting yourself killed.
Every morning early, Rembrandt would ride out into that canyon. Everybody in town knew what he was doing. I know Ellie tried to get Rembrandt to sell the gun, but by that time Rembrandt's pride had taken over. It wasn't on account of Ellie that he was learning to use a gun. It was something else, something deeper within him.
3 out of 5. 4 out of 6 with my left hand.
Hey, Rembrandt, I surrender. Put down your gun a minute.
Who? Kurt. What's the matter? Did Frank send you out here?
Well, sort of. He knows all about what you're doing out here.
I never try to keep it a secret.
You're improving a lot.
You've been watching?
Yeah, for a while. Rembrandt, Frank has a message for you. He wanted me to tell you.
Why didn't he come out here himself?
Why, he's scared too, I guess. He's heard you're a dead shot.
Is that what he wanted you to do? Laugh at me?
No, really. He wanted me to give you a little news. First, he's sorry for what he done to your hand.
Frank? Yeah, I know how he apologizes. That's how my wrist got snapped.
Well, fact is, lots of people in town think he had no call doing it. Ellie won't speak to him.
Ellie's not the thing that's between us.
Frank knows that now, so he sent me to say he's sorry.
Does he expect me to believe that?
Well, there's another reason why he wanted me to talk to you. Frank has an idea he'd like to have you paint his picture.
All right, Kurt, have your laugh and beat it.
You think I'm fooling? Look here. See that? That's $50 in coin. Frank, give it to me to give to you. Will you do it as soon as your hand's okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell Frank I'll paint his portrait. I'll start whenever he likes. Tonight. Why wait?
Good. And Frank says he trusts you and you can get paid in advance.
No, you tell Frank I'll take my payment after he sees the finished portrait. That's the way I want it.
It was the dangest thing I ever seen. There they was, the two of them, Frank sitting in a chair under a lantern in Marie's Sunset Saloon, and Rembrandt standing behind his easel with a big canvas on it over under another lamp. The whole town had jammed into Marie's, I reckon. I know I was there. Frank toying with a bottle just now and again, pouring himself a drink, and Rembrandt wearing his gun on his left hip, painting with big splashing, ripping strokes of color with his bandaged right hand.
No, everyone, clear away from behind Rembrandt. That's how they both want it.
Right, I want to be the first one to see myself on that canvas.
Buy you a drink, Rembrandt?
Nope, thanks, not now.
Rembrandt, don't drink.
Shut up! You boys heard the marshal. Nobody interrupts until that painting is finished.
Right, the deal is Rembrandt paints me all in one sitting.
Sitting?
Right, all tonight. Tonight or never, then we're friends. Right, Rembrandt?
First, I didn't want to paint you. But then, I saw what a chance it'd be to get down on canvas more than just an ordinary portrait. Like those hanging around this saloon. No, Frank, I'm putting more in this one than I've ever put in a portrait before. More of you and more of me.
Oh, come on, let's take a little peek at it.
Stay back, Marshal.
Keep back, Jerry. Fair, fair.
Got to be midnight.
Anyone for poker? Hasn't been a deck on table tonight.
There'll be no poker tonight. Paint, painter.
I'm painting.
1 in the morning.
Getting tired, Frank?
Not yet. Not till I see my picture.
2 a.m. came and went. 3 a.m. And then there were just 5 of us. Marie, who had to stay up in 10 bar, and the marshal stayed because I think he figured it was his place to stay. And me, and I stayed. And, of course, Frank and Rembrandt.
What's the time?
Almost 3:30.
All right, little painter. Time's up. If I don't get up, I'll freeze in this chair.
That's all right. It's finished.
Well, good.
And it's my greatest work. No doubt about that. Frank, you give me a chance to express myself for the first time. I paint more than a figure. More than a man. I paint the feeling of a man. The kind he is. Not what a stranger sees. I've gotten inside of you. This is how you really are.
Well, let me see. I've got to see myself like I really am.
Here's your portrait, Frank.
What? What is that?
Oh, Rembrandt, it's vile. Stilton.
That face, that's not my face. That's not a man's face.
That's the face of a demon.
That's with blood on his hands.
I'll tear it to shreds. And you'll be next.
You can't kill it, Frank. You can't. I can paint it again.
You little devil, you tricked me. I'll kill
you. No, you won't.
I'll be at him. I'll kill you, painter.
The portrait lives forever. Only you can die. With my left hand, Frank.
I'll kill you.
One more, Frank.
Hand it over, Rembrandt.
Sure, Marshal. Here.
In the hearing, Marie, the Marshal, and me all testified that Frank was drunk and out of his head, that he threatened to kill Rembrandt when he saw the foul thing that Rembrandt had painted. But there was the evidence. Rembrandt had been practicing shooting to kill Frank, and so it ended up murder, and they took Rembrandt out a week later and hung him. Nobody claimed the body. Not Ellie, who might have loved him. Not Doc. Not me, who first met him. Nobody. All we had left of Rembrandt was these paintings by a little lonely man living maybe in the wrong world. In the end, he brought death. But before that, he brought beauty to our little valley. So we collected all his pictures and hung them in this room where he killed a man. You see, we figure maybe it was us. All of us who killed Rembrandt.
If you have any curiosity about how some Western towns got their peculiar names, sometime it might be profitable to drive down off the freeway some hot summer twilight. If you don't mind riding over dusty two-lane roads, you might just happen to catch another yarn, like this one, about the town called Rembrandt. R.L. McMasters played the title role in this Tower Playhouse production. Now, this is your writer-director, Jim French, thanking you for listening and saying good night.